Essential elements for English composition writing. Have you ever read an English model composition like this and wondered, how can I write like that, or, what makes a piece of writing model composition worthy? This quick guide will walk you through the ingredients of a typical English composition, and what you should include in each section. English model composition. Essential elements of primary school English composition writing. 1. Introduction. Your introduction is the first thing your reader's eyes land on when they begin reading your composition. It eases your reader into the world you've created, urging them to read on and to find out what happens next. Because of this, your introduction needs to capture your reader's attention, set the context or setting in which your story evolves, map out how your story relates to the given topic. Story starters are one of the best ways to begin your story in a captivating way without sounding too abrupt. They also help you to paint the setting of your story naturally. Here are 2 common ones you can experiment with: weather or setting description. Begin by describing the weather or time of day, example gloomy/scorching/at midnight, or the place your character is at, example school, at home, in the woods. Note, tap on your 5 senses to ensure your description is vivid and fascinating. Speech. The use of speech is one of the easiest ways to introduce your reader to the setting of your story without blatantly spelling out what it is. For example, open your story with your character wailing that they are late for school. This shows your reader that they are at home but may face some trouble soon. 2. Rising action. These are the most crucial part of your story. Your rising action is where you create suspense. Here is where you get your readers eager to find out what happens next in your story. Introduce obstacles that your character, has/have to navigate. For example, they were nominated for a public speaking competition, but they suffer from stage fright. 3. Climax. The climax, the most intense part of your story, is where it all culminates, where your character comes face to face with the problems that were introduced before. Here, skills such as show not tell, SNT, and 5 senses are crucial to bring your characters to life and make your climax more gripping. What happened? How did your character feel in the heat of the moment? How did they react? What thoughts crossed their minds? Use figurative language to spruce up your composition further. 4. Falling action. Commonly known as the consequences of the climax, your falling action is where your story begins to come to a close. Here, the impact of the climax becomes apparent. If your character overcame their stage fright while participating in a public speaking competition, what happened and how did they feel afterwards? For instance, did they win the whole competition? How did they feel? E.g., relieved, grateful for their loved one's support. 5. Conclusion. Wrapping up your story in the conclusion well is of utmost importance. You can do this by sharing a lesson that your character had learned over the course of the story, and their thoughts towards what had happened. Returning to the example of overcoming stage fright, your character can acknowledge how crucial the encouragement of their loved ones was in helping them confront their phobia. You can also describe how they grew in strength and confidence as they finally conquered their fears. Don't forget to reiterate how your story is relevant to the given topic. That ensures that you've answered the question. I hope this post gives you a better understanding of what a primary school English composition should look like. Keep writing, keep trying.